Now, following on from the success with the Anschluss, Hitler obviously again is growing in confidence, and a similar pattern starts to emerge in terms of Czechoslovakia. Hitler has his beady eye on it. Now, there were Germans who were originally part of Germany who, under the peace treaties, were made part of Czechoslovakia, and Hitler felt that they should be joined with the rest of Germany as their German-speaking people. And what happened again was riots started in this area of Czechoslovakia called the Sudetenland, and Hitler pressurised the Czechs to try and resolve this issue, give the land back to Germany. And of course Czechoslovakia was reluctant to do so, and they wanted Britain and France to help protect them. Now, neither Britain and France really wanted to go to war with Germany over this area of land, but they did feel an obligation to Czechoslovakia, so they did enter into negotiations with Hitler about it. Hitler said that he could not stand and watch people, Germans, in the Sudetenland being mistreated, which is what he said was going on. It may well not have been going on, but Hitler certainly said it was. And he said as a result he had to have that area of land given back. Now, given the situation here, it was a rising tension, rapidly rising tension, and there was a feeling that perhaps this could lead to another war. And people in across Europe actually started to prepare air raid shelters and the like, ready for a war. Having seen images of the Spanish Civil War and Guernica and modern warfare, they realised that would be largely fought by aeroplane with bombings. So they started to produce air raid shelters. Now, there was meetings going on into September of 1938. It looked like agreement had been reached, and then suddenly Hitler changed his mind. And it looked once more like the world would be plunged into war. However, with the help of Mussolini, a final meeting was arranged in Munich for the 29th of September. And this was a meeting where particularly Chamberlain, the British Prime Minister, and Hitler negotiated with each other. and it appeared to be successful. Hitler agreed that if he was given the Sudetenland, he would take no more land at all. And Neville Chamberlain was happy with the promise Hitler had made. So he flew back from Munich, clutching Hitler's signature on a piece of paper, promising peace for our time. Of course, it didn't quite end that way.